going on. That's an FBI document. While his early 1964 account of when he had left Dallas was obviously inaccurate, his interview with Jules Whitcover in 1967 was equally erroneous concerning his arrival in the city. Nixon told Whitcover, quote, I had been in Dallas attending a meeting. I flew back to New York the next morning. It must have happened just as my plane was landing. Thus, while Nixon admitted in 1967 he had in fact been in Dallas a couple of hours before the shooting, he incorrectly told Whitcover that he had come to Dallas the day before the assassination, November 21st, rather than November 20th, the date he had actually arrived in the city. In his highly detailed account of what various public figures were doing on the day of JFK's assassination, William Manchester recorded in 1967 that Richard Nixon had departed Dallas on the morning of November 22nd on American Airlines Flight 82. While one hesitates to draw a conclusion of any kind from the episode, it does seem somewhat peculiar that Nixon managed to forget where he was on November 22nd, 1963, during his February of 1964 FBI interview. The often repeated cliché, quote, no one will ever forget where they were and what they were doing the day President Kennedy was assassinated, seems to have been inaccurate in at least this one case. Efforts to review the Nixon episode were further hindered when the National Archives disclosed in 1976 that a, quote, letter of FBI of June 29, 1964 concerning Richard Nixon was one of the items missing from the Warren Commission records stored in the Archives building in Washington, D.C. The contents of the letter are unknown. Okay, we're going to let you think about Richard Nixon's strange inability to remember where he was.
It's worth noting, too, that there are about a half dozen different versions, three or four of which come from Nixon himself at various points in his career, of just what he was doing in Dallas and just when he left. It has been established that he was there as a lawyer for Pepsi-Cola Company. A former Pepsi official named Butler has testified that Nixon was at the Pepsi convention, and he was there, too, when the announcement of the assassination was made. So that apparently, according to this fellow Butler, a Pepsi-Cola official named Butler, Nixon was in the Pepsi convention when he heard the news.
Okay, so just one of another, of a series of versions, and you heard three of them from Richard Nixon himself.